Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so Democrats, to recap where we are after watching Bondi Beach and Islamic terrorists, it turns out, well known to authorities. How many times have we seen this before? Well known to authorities. In fact, they'd come across the two in the past in an investigation of another potential terror attack, but did nothing. Not surprised. This is how it goes. They get guns, and we're now watching. I mean, the video is horrific. Other heroic people who tried to stop them while unarmed, including a Russian Jewish couple, beautiful Russian Jewish couple. He almost got the upper hand, but didn't. This is other video before the hero finally, you know, walked up to him. What are you seeing? What you're watching on video is the way that the left will have us live. We have to, in order to stop one of the shooters from their preferred political groups who receive no scrutiny but are let in because they vote left wing at a very high rate, 92-93%. Sunni Muslims vote Democrat, left-wing, socialist, pick one, at the highest rate of any people on earth. That is why they are all over the West right now. It is about votes. It is a worldwide voter drive. And they will not be opposed. I'm going to give you a terrifying example of that in a minute. What the Democrats are doing right here. So they get guns, and what do? Your job is to walk up to them unarmed and hope you don't get shot point blank while you try to wrestle the gun out of their hand. And as punishment, once they're finally stopped by not the first person who had to walk up to them and try to take the gun because you are unarmed, who gets the blame? Not the Islamists.
Oh, no.
No, the people, the left, really fears, whether it's here or in Australia, people who want to be free. They call them conservatives. They're very dangerous, though, to hear it told. And immediately plans begin to disarm not them, but us. By the way, extremely instructive to read the New York Post article and to see the pictures that are coming out online of these female cops with their hands in the air. No, you took that badge. You better fight to the death. I don't care if you had to do it with your bare hands or quit your job, because somebody else will. We have a lot of brave people who want to be officers. Oh, hands up. Okay, then you know what? If that's what we have for police, not just in Australia, but in this country, then you give me an ability to have all of the guns the Islamists you let into this country can have. Let me fight then. Let us fight then. One of us will step up. We always do. There's always former military. There is always somebody who's incredibly brave. Let us have guns then, if you're going to let them have guns too. But no, Australian Prime Minister overnight. Did you hear this, Lee? Yeah. The list of people he's concerned about terror attacks from do not include Islamists.
The Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well. And we continue to work closely with our security agencies.
So, to recap, they will not stop them even when they come upon them in the investigation for their terror attack. The police will not protect you whatsoever. If you complain online, wow, these people we're letting in sure seem dangerous, you go to prison, not them. And then in the final analysis, you are left because they're going to crack down on guns even more in Australia to try to save everyone you love by ripping the gun out of the terrorist's hands when you are unarmed. This is the left's plan, Lee. Yeah. But there's one more part in America this morning. This should be the biggest news on talk radio today. Won't be, but it should. They want to get the terrorist on the planes. Any way they can. What, in Australia? No, here. We've been screaming on this show about why are illegal immigrants flying on planes? How are they doing that? Well, it turns out, Lee, we're finding out overnight there was a Biden-era program that allowed you to fly on a plane if you're an illegal immigrant with no ID. Now, also understand if you're an American, you have to have real ID or pay $45 for the privilege of having your face scanned by the federal government and matched to a database. Like, you know, this is some sort of Keanu Reeves movie. You know, so here we are today, unless you're an illegal immigrant, in which case, well, you know what, you should go to a special line where we don't know who you are. Well, guess what? That's unfair, sure. But the whole game changed in the last week, Lee, especially on Friday when we learned out the true number of people on the international or national terror watch list that Joe Biden let into this country. And that number is 18,000, which means when an illegal immigrant flies, there are 18,000 of them let in to this country on terror watch lists. That means the terrorists don't need ID to fly, but I need ID to sit next to them on the plane. This is the policy the left wants. They are going wild this morning because Kristi Noem discontinued the Biden policy of letting illegals fly with no ID. They found it and disassembled it. And honestly, shame on them. It's December. They're lucky we didn't have another 9/11. But I'm glad they got to it. I guess they can't do everything. Quote, from Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, this is nothing new. Back in February, Secretary Noem reversed the horrendous Biden-era policy that allowed aliens in our country illegally to jet around our country and do so without identification. Under President Trump, TSA and DHS will no longer tolerate this. Now, what kicked this off, there is a illegal immigrant freshman at a college. She figured she would just fly home for Thanksgiving. Seems like a nice girl, but she doesn't belong here. Her name is Annie Leah Lopez Beloza. So she's in Texas. She decides to fly home for Thanksgiving. Well, what the Democrats are objecting to is the Department of Homeland Security, this is the new part, Lee, is now running lists of passengers against the citizenship database. That's what's new. And they caught her. They sent her back to Honduras because she's one of them, not one of us. And the left is outraged. She's been here since she was 7. It's so mean, mean, mean. How can you do this? It's privacy. We shouldn't run the passenger manifest against the Department of Homeland Security databases. That's not fair. She's a nice girl. Well, I'm sure she is a nice girl, Lee. But we have 18,000 terrorists walking around this country and they ain't so nice. And the policy applies to them too. So think about this. What we're saying here this morning as they act in outrage, having found out about this and that they're not just not letting the illegals fly, but they're actually running the manifest and saying privacy, privacy, privacy. What they want is privacy for the 18,000 terrorists,
right. Yeah.
Who can now fly because they're illegal immigrants, whereas you and I show up without the real ID or an ID. Because, Lee, even those kiosks that scan your face for us, mm-hmm. you're still not flying if you don't have a valid driver's license or state-issued ID. The scan is just to compare your face to the ID. You're not getting on a plane unless you're an illegal immigrant or a legal immigrant on the terror watch list, in which case you're fine. That's how the Democrats want it. And they are screaming about it this morning. Thank God Trump's keeping us safe. Thank God for that. I mean, this is just days where I'm like, how? Wait, you think we can let illegals fly when you let in people on the terror watch list? We have 1.1 million of them in this country, just on our watch list. Then there's the international one, too. That's a lot of terrorists. And when you open a border, they come through. And now the Democrats want to put them on planes. God help us if these people win again. God help us. Americans have to wake up. We're in the life and death phase here. And lest you think, well, I probably won't be on that plane. Oh, you'll be in the economy. Did you see what 9/11 did to the economy? Good, let's do that again on a mass scale. Sure, why not? Americans have to wake up. Look, Republicans are not perfect. We criticize them here every day. But you don't die on a plane when they're in office. And by the way, Democrats would just shrug their shoulders and leave the policy in place if those planes went down. They would. You know they would. So, look, Bondi Beach, cautionary tale. We need to learn from it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard it first here yesterday, tragically, unfortunately. The Sun did it. Scouring the internet, and we had that yesterday, that people had broken that the Sun of Robin Michelle Reiner, Nick, was the one who would ultimately be charged the murders. He was later on in the day. The night before, Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were found dead in their home. Rob and his son Nick got into a loud argument at Conan O'Brien, you know, the comedian, at his Christmas party. Freaked out people who were there. He was acting very weird. The parents took their 32-year-old son with them. It was almost as if they wanted to go to the party but couldn't leave him alone. There's a long history of that. In fact, there's a fascinating interview out right now with a yoga instructor. For years, Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, for exercise, would go together to her classes. She said, and this was when he was still young. He was still living in their house, and said they cannot make it through a yoga lesson without some kind of interruption regarding him. It's because of behavior problems. And they got the idea that maybe she could, he had a tremendous amount of energy, maybe she could kind of like wear him out. And so she took him under her wing and tried, you know, special yoga sessions for him to help him, you know, manage his anger, manage his emotions, you know, just through exhausting him through exercise. She ended up writing a book about him That's how much of an impression his violence and demeanor made on her. This is a guy who went on a podcast and talked about trashing his parents' guest house where he was living. This is back in 2018. And saying, look, I just got violent. I don't even remember it. I don't remember the actual violence. I just basically blanked out and trashed the place. It's pretty telling when your sister finds your dead parents, their sister Romy, and immediately tells cops, you need to look at my brother. He's dangerous. That she was the one who told the police they should be looking for Nick. I ultimately found him Sunday night about 15 miles away at a metro station near USC. And the reason I kind of went on the line and said, I think People Magazine knows what they're talking about, and this is probably the guy. Number one, they would know. They would have the sources to report a thing like this. But number two, there was no manhunt. Normally a murder this grisly, there is a massive manhunt. If they don't know who it is or they know, but they're trying to find him, they had their guy. You could tell. It was just a matter of, you know, getting enough together to file the charges, enough evidence, get the judge sign off on it. That's what they were doing. They already had their guy. If you look at that and you contrast that with, for instance, Brown University, the sort of frenzy going on there, looking for the guy. Folks, 3 days, they don't have him yet. We're going to get into that coming up too. TMZ reporting this morning that Nick, the renter's son, checked into a hotel about 4 a.m. Sunday morning. And when staff came to the room later that day, they found blood on the bed and in the shower. He had sheets covering the window. So this guy literally leaves his parents' house, has slashed their throats, covered in blood, gets it all over the hotel room. TMZ also reported Billy Crystal, actor, longtime friend of the Reiners, going back to when Rob directed Billy and When Harry Met Sally, the famous movie. Yeah, TMZ reporting Billy Crystal and his wife actually saw the bodies because Romy called them right after she called the police and they rushed over. But they're starting to talk to neighbors now who are saying, look, this kid has been violent for years. Folks, you just look at the pictures, family pictures, public pictures of this guy. He's evil. You can see it on his face. He's just plumb evil. Some people are like that. It's really simple. And everybody goes looking for how and why. No, it's just simple. One of the best things I've ever read, and you ever read someone change the way you look at the world? For me, it was Scott Peck's People of a Lie. I've been talking about it for years. Scott Peck's a psychologist. And what he argued was that in the psychological diagnostic manual, the DSM, evil should be a diagnosis. And he even went through in his book and said, look, you can diagnose evil the way we diagnose other psychological illnesses. And he said, it's not an illness. It's an illness of the soul, but we need to differentiate it between that and other illnesses. And he even, fascinating, wrote about the overlap between psychopathy and sociopathy. Sociopaths and psychopaths and evil people. He said there are a lot of similarities. You could confuse the two sometimes, but they're not the same. Here's how evil people are different even from psycho and sociopaths. And he was arguing in psychology that they need to recognize that there is evil. But he never got anywhere. But I've been using it to diagnose evil for the rest of my life. Once you read it, you're like, yeah, you could see it. He was evil. Some people are. They're just plumb evil. You can see it stamped on their face. By the way, that was one of his signs. They have a certain look. You know the one. You just know it when you see it. They can't even hide it. And that's what happened. The Reiners happened to have a son who was evil. And it bubbled over. Got to where they couldn't control it anymore. By the way, he had talked about in another interview being violent with his parents. No details on what the violence included because he got mad because they wanted him to go to rehab. So look, you put in the spoiled, rotten, rich kid in there. Permissive, liberal parents. Do you know what Rob Reiner said? Well, I'm a child of the 60s and who am I to judge people who want to try drugs? So I never told my kids not to try drugs. So evil child meets perfect, liberal, permissive set of circumstances. disaster ensues. And this is what people just like you are saying on the text line. Agree with your assessment of the Reiner situation, but gosh, I wish Trump would have just kept his mouth shut. I'm so embarrassed by him. I don't know why he says stupid stuff like that. Yeah, I'm going to acknowledge this. I'm not going to be like the left. Pretend Joe Biden didn't just do a crazy thing. That was nuts. I really wish he would let somebody proof his Truth Social post before he puts something like that out, because that was crazy. I was thinking about how to handle it this morning, and I'm just going to lay it out for you. That was nuts. I don't know what he was thinking. I really don't. I'm just going to read it and we'll move on. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Okay, that's good. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with the mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. No, he had a mentally ill son who struggled with mental illness since he was a child. And quite frankly, I think he struggled with evil. This is well documented. Donald Trump was not elected at the time, and so there was no such thing as Trump Derangement Syndrome when this kid was young. And he's not case 32. He was known to have, talking about Rob Reiner, driven people crazy by his raging obsession with President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace. No, he did not die because of Trump derangement syndrome. That's crazy. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm telling you, folks, he hadn't been right since he took that shot. He hasn't. And it's known to alter, I mean, the most recent shot, it's known to alter your personality. I saw it with my dad when he took it. My sister did. He's not the same person. Changes their parts. One of the side effects, the COVID shot, changed your personality. I swear lately he's been totally off kilter. With my dad, it seemed to subside some. He got about 80%, I think, of his personality back once he stopped taking the stupid shot. So maybe that'll happen with Trump too. I don't know. That's not good. That's not good. This is how you lose the midterms for no reason. Texter writes, Tara, good morning. They should remake Black Hawk Down and film it in Minneapolis. Folks, that's my worst fear, that you are laughing about that, but in the future, this could be the way that it is. I mean, folks, I opened the show. Do you realize Democrats are enraged at Trump because Trump is taking the flight manifest list for planes, right? And running it against the Social Security databases to see if there's illegal immigrants in there? And then picking them up at the airport and deporting them. So they don't get on the plane? They want to let him on the plane. And their example is, well, there was a beautiful freshman and she just wanted to fly home for Thanksgiving. She's an illegal immigrant from Honduras. She's a college freshman. And she not only got picked up at the airport when she showed up, they sent her back to Honduras. Poor baby. Hadn't been there since she was 7. Oh, no. Did it hurt her feelings? Does she not get to spend Thanksgiving with her family? That's really sad. But the problem is, you Democrats, you let in 18,000 terrorists, people on the terror watch list, either ours or the international. They're illegal immigrants too, like the precious college freshmen. You want them on the planes? Yes, we do. We're done here. Think about that for a minute. They let in 18,000 people on the terror watch list, and they were letting them fly with no ID. And the Democrats are mad that the Trump administration, Kristi Noem, ended that program. Let that sink in. If they get back in office, folks, you can't get on a plane. That's what that means. Because there are going to be terrorists sitting next to you. And they're going to shrug their shoulders when the plane goes down because he blows himself up. They don't care. Quote from Kristi Noem. This is nothing new. Back in February, Secretary Noem reversed the horrendous Biden-era policy that allowed aliens into our country illegally to jet around our country and do so without identification. Under President Trump, TSA and DHS, Department of Homeland Security, will no longer tolerate this, she said. Of course, you can't let illegals on planes with no ID. And the reason they're running the passenger list against the Homeland Security databases is because Donald Trump, listen to this, I'm sorry, is because Joe Biden, forgive me, Joe Biden gave 6,000 terrorists social security numbers. So we're in a problem right now that just because somebody shows up with a real ID, maybe a commercial driver's license from a Democrat state where they break the law to give them out. Yes, they break the law to give them out in violation of federal law. You could be putting a terrorist on the plane with a real ID. Yeah, I got a real ID. Who are you? Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. Oh, cool. Who are you? Oh, I'm on the terror watch list. I'm from California. Got a license. They didn't care. You want to get on a plane? Like hell you're getting on the plane. That's what sane people do. But because Democrats gave 6,000 terrorists social security numbers in violation of law, folks, you can't do that. They're illegal immigrants. We can't trust real ID. They've got to run the manifest against the social security database. Democrats don't want them to. They say it's a privacy violation. For who? ISIS? And folks, we didn't know how bad it was when they were in office. And we knew it was bad. We knew they were putting on planes, people on planes with no ID. We knew there were special lines for the illegals. But we did not know that 18,000 terrorists had turned themselves into the Biden administration and they let them go. And then many of these Democrat states turned around, gave them real IDs or driver's licenses that their faces can be run against. They are keeping us safe. And the Democrats are outraged this morning. They want privacy. By the way, just so you know, and it's been this way since after 9/11, when you fly and you have to give all that information to get on a plane, right? This is before the Democrats flooded the country with terrorists even. You know they run everybody. They basically background check you before you put you on a plane. They run you against those databases anyway. Happens to everybody. Democrats wanted to stop so their terrorist friends could fly and kill a lot of people. Just so they can get around. Live like Americans. They tell us they're Americans. I guess to Democrats, they are. But to me, they're not. I don't want to die on a plane. Folks, understand something. If Democrats get back in office, you can't fly on a plane. They will put one of those terrorists on with you because we're not going to get them all. We don't have time. We're going to try. God bless Trump for trying. So I don't want to criticize him too much for that deranged Truth Social post. He does so many other great stuff. I just like, bad day yesterday. Meanwhile, guess what we found out overnight? Joe Biden was given a memo telling him about the terrorists. He was letting in. You're letting in terrorists. Wait to hear what his reaction to that was. Horror headline, y'all. You want to see what a homicidal looks like in a political party? This is it. From the UK Telegraph, normally a left-wing outlet, Biden ignored warnings about letting terror-linked Afghans into the U.S. Joe Biden's administration ignored counterterrorism warnings to admit Afghans with terrorist links into the U.S. Listen to this. Officials had flagged more than 1,000 Afghans with the Islamic State, ISIS, and other terror groups who had come over during Operation Allies Welcome. This is in, because you remember they brought them in tranches, right? The original ones, they flew out, they just packed whoever on the plane, and then more flights continued. Officials flagged more than 1,000 Afghans with ties to ISIS and other terror groups. Let me translate. They knew who they were. They wrote a memo. They warned Joe Biden, we've got about 1,000 of these guys. You've already let them into the country. You already brought them over. Do you want to stop? No, he did not. But Mr. Biden, the Telegraph reports, is said to have, quote, prioritized mass migration over security. Now let's stop for a minute. Wrap our little minds around this. 1,000 Afghans with ties to ISIS and terror groups. They're terrorists. They're on terror watch list. At that point, he could have quietly gone and picked them up, right? Covered up the mess. Went, oh my gosh, that could be bad. Look, let's we know who they are, right? We brought them here. We know who they are. We're going to go pick them up and go try to get them. Maybe some of them wouldn't have been able to find, but I think most of them you can with modern technology. I mean, we got the NSA, folks. Not hard. They didn't pick them up. They knew it. They knew they were here. They knew they'd come over, and they left them on our soil and brought more with no vetting. No vetting. Folks, that is homicidal. You have to ask, what is a party like that capable of? If you want to know what the final toll was, people on the terror watch list, just from Afghanistan, we would let in another 1,000 after that for a total of 2,000 that we know of. That we know of.
There were over 100,000 people who came into our country because of that disastrous withdrawal. I'll tell you, the vast majority of them were not properly vetted. They certainly were not vetted at anywhere near the standard that we require. And of that number, right, we know that there are at least 2,000 who are here who have ties to or are known or suspected terrorists.
Which is unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.